I will get
Blog
back.
Talk Radio.
Kulatanya Edame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayin Asgeta, Kohulum Chayin Asaye, Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayin Asgeta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars. My God. It's full of stars, full of stars, full of stars, full of stars, full of stars.
Bemezmor Dawid, Zitna Hule. Besama Abba, well, women Feskalu, Sahadu Amla, Amen. Kibber the Kalu, Kibber the Tiltu, Kibber the Hailu, Kibber the Tedama, we hide it in Ja, Rastafari. I judge your way on with I judge your way on with Hey Ten Betzalam Shabbat Shalom A song for the days of rest, yeah Inside your home Ten Betzalam A song for the days of rest, yeah Inside your home This is such a good thing Giving thanks and praises To the Most High Jah Rastafari On the psaltery Playing on the ten string Showing love and kindness Morning till night, yeah The brutish man will never know Neither does the fool overstand his soul Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands. Work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan. Hey, aha! Send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah. Inside your home and still. Send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed. With fresh oil Come on, well, yeah Send Beit Selam Shabbat Shalom A song for the days of rest Well, inside your home And still Send Beit Selam Shabbat Shalom A song for the days of rest
the time. People get caught in an infinite mind. History behind Babylon come with a different design. And still it's all the same. Better relax, sit and recline. His majesty said unity and only channel. Well, none of them are the sick and the blind. You consider divine. Any place with the elder man, we call where I and I go. Sure. You find your bliss in a life. Your fears look different this time. You find petition and prayer. Balance with spiritual light. Rasta are Israelites. Where Babylon be like. Trying to cut the branch. Please let it grow. The roots of David, he could only be so. Got to take it easy. Please take it slow. Hey, send back salam. Shabbat shalom. A song. And better the Im Negere Yehuda Machaber, Line of Judah Society, LOJS. Yeah! The bar we highly stand. Adjaja way on, Adjaja way on.
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. 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 Selah.
So me no know if the money them a run down. Why them we look about down judgment and them not look to the east. So me for the money them a run down. Why them we look about down judgment and I know them not see. So me Allah say judgment. And them no know where judgment appear from. Boy must it take rock me balls here and. But I'm like Jehovah and I'm like here and. Man and a father Albert, man a father Abraham. Words in my mouth and the body in my right. And come to separate the good, the good, the good. From the gun, yes me up the one the United Nation. One as the Russian, the one named Clinton. Here's a them go bout to the Pope and Satan. But I see Pope, yeah, man of a send the vaccination. And God the whistle of the cultivation. Not a from the nation, not the money them a run down. Why them really go bout down judgment and them not look to the heat. Tell me for the money them a run down. Why them really go bout down judgment and I know them not see the bubble man, say man not to. Dropping me turban and me dropping me robe. Some say them are my friend but them are too wet this sword. Never see me with me burden, much less with me load. I'm for a philosophy of me from the road. You not read Zion, you not know the road code. Them not want me drive Benz and all Lexus and Ford. Me tamper them now like a toad. And the money them are run down. Why them really go bow down judgment and them not look to the east. Tell me for the money them are run down. Why them really go bow down judgment and I know them nothing.
angels sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
But sir, push up the lights of them, push up the lights of them, push up the lights of them, blaze up the torch.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon, to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyre, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
It's getting red now. Oh mama yeah, oh mama yeah, it's getting red now. Oh manda way, oh manda way, it's getting red now. Oh mama yeah, oh mama yeah, it's getting red now. Oh manda way, oh manda way, the eastern mountain, yeah. You can reach if you give it all your vibes like the water from the fountain now. I tell you do good, that's how there is the life. Knowledge is golden, yeah. You can reach if you really decide like the water from the fountain, yeah. Tell you do good, that's how there is the life. I will let no one stop you from being strong. We urge likewise a free opinion. What's your feelings? Check yourself, know your position. Many flutter you down with a fluttering tongue. The enemies mob the Eden coming at young. Emperor Selassie is the protection. Years of stability, tears drop like bomb. Night and day, never free without dawn. Check life, hey, I'll be a slave in this one. So me come to tell the people that the child was born. Money government, Selassie, I the Ethiopian. Strive to the devil with the education. Properly channeled to uplift the nation. Life thought I hurt, I belong. It's getting red, yeah. Oh mama yeah, oh mama yeah, it's getting red now. Oh man away, oh man away, it's getting red now. Oh mama yeah, oh mama yeah, it's getting red now. Oh man away, oh man away, the eastern mountain, yeah. To forgive you, turn your vibes like the water from the fountain, yeah. One thing to see, what's on the other side. Knowledge is golden, yeah. You can reach only if you decide like the water from the fountain, yeah. That's the man that tell the ghetto youth them to rise. Hear the youth them crying, they were being pushed aside. Only the best is good enough to pulverize. The obstacles and the tactics will not the slide. Children come together and stop all right. They rise, make a fly, we don't try to hide, survive. People of the color must always be wise. From the depths of the valley, up onto the skies. These to be loved equally, stop all the cries. We no want no confusion, run Rastafari. We burn the anxiety, courage and the smile. Yo, Babylon, we know your profile. It's getting red, yo. Oh mama yeah, it's getting red. red now. Home and away, it's getting red now. Home and away, it's getting red now. Home and away, the eastern mountain, yeah. Generation is because the vibes like the rivers on the fountain, yeah. I tell you, do good and they wrapped up a right. Knowledge is golden, yeah. You can reach if you really decide like the rivers on the fountain, yeah. Tell them be good and open up all your eyes. How surely the omnipotent, yes truly. Me come and tell Selassie King from the high send. Let the power of the Empress guide the residents. Out the people from the south shall be with another. And I tell you now doubt, commune with the west in praises and shout. The eastern fortune by route. It is getting red now. Oh mama yeah. It's getting red now. Home and away. It's getting red now.
Killing one another in the course, destroying your future for the least. No one cares, showing no remorse for ages and ages of the brainwash, distracting the people from the truth. The real death is to survive and stay alive in a world where there's no love for the youth. It's red, but the fire are gonna red. It's red. But if we only stick together, let fire can't break off. No. Hit the seeds of Jacob. Conquer the wicked with love. Your love is ours. Because if they're so very big, but in your world they're small. Another in the course, destroying your future for the least. No one cares, showing no remorse for ages and ages of the brainwash, distracting the people from the truth. The real death is to survive and stay alive in a world where there's no love for the youth. It's red, but the fire are gonna red. It's red, but if we only fire can't break off. No. Hey. In the seeds of Jacob. Whoa.
yes, yes, yes. It red. Pressure with it red. And here, keeping it red for this 39th sabbatical study, this Torah reading and feeding this manna angels. Right here. We have the para. We have the statute, the ordinance here for this Shabbat Chukat, Sabbath statute. In the KJV, it brings out ordinance. So we'll go with that at the first degree of I&I studies here, picking up with Numbers chapter 19. In chapter 19, we get the paradox of the female ox of the red heifer, the red hasor. So here, let's get an overview right here for the 39th. This is one of a few very interesting topics and themes here in the 39th sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong. Just to put this question out there on the bima right here. Is there a mystic connection with Miriam? Miriam, the sister of Aharon, Aaron, and Moshe, and her passing, her death here in this 39th sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong, and the ordinance, the statute, the Hukat, and Hukat, interestingly enough, Hukat, which is the statute or ordinance, comes from the Hebrew Hakak, to engrave, like ancient engravements or ancient prescriptions, right? So is there a connection between Miriam, the Hebrewess, right, her passing, her death, and the ordinance of the red heifer, or what we call the Hebrew red hasor, right here in the 39th degree of our sabbatical study. So here, let's get an overview.
Sabbatical study, this I&I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Yisrael, here we have a first reasoning right here on the paradox of the red female ox or the red hasor right here.
Chukat, Hebrew first words for the 39th degree of I&I sabbatical studies. Chukat, Hebrew first words for the 39th degree of I&I sabbatical studies. Zot, Chukat, HaTorah. Zot, Chukat, HaTorah. This is the statute, Chukat, of the law, HaTorah, the statute of the law. First reasonments on the first words here.
Why deber Yahweh Moshe wa il Aharon leimor zot chukat HaTorah asher siwa Yahweh leimor deber il bnei Yisrael wa yikhu leka fara aduma temima asher ein bah Mum asher lo Allah aleha ol.
And Hashem spoke to Moses. Adonai here speaks to Moses and to Aaron. Why deber Yahuwah Adonai le Moshe wel Aharon lemor. This is Zot. The statute, Chukat, HaTorah, of the law, the statute of the law. First reason in here in this 39th sabbatical study, Chukat, statute, the Chok, the Chukah. We say the Chok, statute, the Chukah. This is the Chukat. This is the statute of HaTorah. What is a statute? What is a Chukat? Now, we had this even previously. We had Chukat beChukotai. Remember beChukotai in the handbook of the Kohuna, the handbook of the priesthood, Leviticus, the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, the Sefer Vayikra. Vayikra, some say Vayikra. And he called, many are called. Now, we choose to study to shoot, I and I self approve. So, here, the statute of the law. The statute of the law. Now, HaSatan, Satan, and the Goyim and the nations of the world, of the Seclorum, they ridicule what is referred to as the paradoxical institution of the Farah Aduma, or often referred to as the Para. Farah Aduma, based on the pointing. Here, the pointing is actually Farah Aduma. Farah, the heifer or the cow
Aduma, the Aduma, like Adam, Aduma, the red, like that earth, rich earth, red, right, reddish brown soil, yes? So HaSatan and the Goyim of the Sekulim, they ridiculed the paradoxical institution of the Faraduma, of the Paraduma, the red heifer. Now, even previously, in the sabbatical studies, we had gone over this Torah portion, point out some of the correspondences that were in the perspective or the point of view of this time-space continuum here that we have in the Torah. Remember, they are just Mitzrayim, out of the Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, out of Gibbet, out of Egypt. Right? So now, according to which it's ashes of the Farra Aduma. And yes, we made the Chet Harui, or the Hathor, the Hathor connection is very, very important. So let's look at this particular Torah portion, and what are the summary items? What occurs in this Torah portion? First things first words first, the Hebrew first words, and here, the first reasonment on the Hebrew first words that we have right here. So according to which the ashes of the Faraduma, the red heifer, they purified the unclean, and they defiled the clean. Namein Chavarim. They did what? The ashes of the Farra Aduma, the Parra Aduma, the red heifer, which according to its symbolic logic type is likened to the Het Hor, Hat Hor, Hathor, the Echit Haru, Chari, the Hat Hor, right? Well, we're going to get into that. Now, with the red heifer, the ashes of the red heifer, they purify the unclean. So those who were unclean were purified, were purged and purified by the ashes of the Farra Aduma. But the ashes of the Farra Aduma, the Parra Aduma, they defiled those who were clean. Therefore, HaTorah, the law, Jalor, the direction, the instruction, it employs the term Chukah, right? And here we have Chukat. Now that final, the Kav or the Toe, the T, this is what shows us the feminine aspect when we are looking at it according to the principles and the double helix, if you recognize the principles, you know, the double helix, the male-female aspect, because Hashem, Elohim, created man in his image after his likeness. So we have to learn to read the sign language. We have chukat, even the word zot. Zot, it literally would say, this she, chukat she of HaTorah. This she, right, this chukat she of the law, in the sense of he. This she, zot chukat ha-Torah. Right, so the Torah employs the term chukah. Chukah is a statute, it's said to be a statute whose reason, so speaking about the logos, the logic, the reason, come make with reason, the statute, this is a statute, a chukah, whose reason is not overtly, in that sense, disclosed. It's not disclosed. Because it wishes to emphasize that this divine law must be observed even though it seems to be unfathomable. In other words, what's up with this red heifer? Notice it's a red heifer and it's a farah, para, and not a far. See, if it was a farah or para, this means that it would be a bull. But here we have it as a cow, right, or a heifer within that terminology of the English, the heifer, the female of the bovine, we could say, the bovine stock. So not a bull. We know the bull in the sacrificial ordinances, but here we have the Farra Aduma. Here we have the statute of the Farra Aduma. What is it? So the statute of the law was ridiculed and is ridiculed. This is one of those paradoxical institutions that is ridiculed and was ridiculed by Mestema HaSatan, by Satan and the nations and the Goyim. When they came across it, they heard, oh, you know, the Israelites, the Hebrews, they have this right and this ritual of the Parra Aduma, the Farra Aduma, the red heifer. And you see, the ashes of the red heifer, it purifies the unclean, but at the same time, it can defile those who are clean. And it's like, what? What kind of crazy thing is this? All right, so in looking at what, first of all, is Hawk, going from the groundation, we have Hawk, we have Hukah, right? As we had Behukotai, right? Behukotai, from the previous Torah portion, in my statutes. If ye walk in my statutes. So it's very important, as we have here, the same word, right, in the form of Hukat, and in the previous Torah portion, we had Behukotai, Behukotai. So now, in looking at the link between this and that, right, let's actually, here we go, right here. We're at Hukotai, right? And actually, Hukotai was the 33rd, recall? It was the 33rd degree of ionized sabbatical study. At the 33rd degree, picking up with Leviticus chapter 26 at verse 3. What did it read? Habarim, it says, Im de Hukotai Teleku, if ye walk, Teleku, if ye walk, halaka, the walk, Im de Hukotai Teleku, if ye walk, if ye trod in my statutes. In my statutes, some would say, in my ordinances, in my statutes. Since observance of the commandments or the shomer, right, the shomer observing, like being shomer Shabbat, observing the Sabbath, being shomer berit, observing the covenant, the shomer, to observe. Since observance of the commandments is mentioned in the very next clause, in the very next clause of this, we're looking at Leviticus here. We're comparing this 39th degree of Ionized Sabbatical Studies here in Numbers chapter 19, verses 1 and 2, we're comparing that because the first word is chukat. The key word is chukat. Looking at that in comparison with bechukotai. Bechukotai. The difference between chukot and chukat is that chukat is feminine singular and chukot, right, is plural and it seems to be with the hook aspect masculine. Let's understand that. Thus, with walk in my statutes, tried in my statutes, right? The next clause, the meaning here, therefore, is brought out as study or the Talmud Torah. Talmud means to study Hebraically. Talmid means disciples. The disciples of Rabboni Yeshua HaMoshiach, and our rabbis, Black Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, were known as Talmid, Talmudim, right? Talmido. Right, his disciples, the disciples, we as disciples. Why? Because the root of it is Talmud or Talemede, Lemede, to become accustomed to, and therefore to learn, to familiarize and to learn. So it's a very interesting word and link right there. But looking at this in connection with Chukat, the 39th Torah portion, and the 33rd, which fulfilled the third book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Leviticus, the Sefer Vayikra, 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 and he called. So, if ye walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them. That was the first words of the 33rd degree of the study, Bechukotai. Bechukotai. It says, Im Bechukotai Teleku. Where et mitzvotai, Bemitzvotai, Be et mitzvotai, Tishimru. Right? Tishmeru, or Tishmeru, as it would be pointed, Tishmeru. Tishmeru, where sitem otam. Wa or we sitem otam. And do them. So if ye walk in my statutes and keep, right, keep my commandments, we et mitzvotai tishmeru. Tishmeru, the Shomer Shabbat, Tishmeru, to Shama, to put a hedge about, to observe. Right? So keeping my commandments, we et mitzvotai Tishmeru, the aim of study, the aim of Torah study, the aim of study to shoot I and I self-approve must be the performance. So the aim of I and I study is, as it says right here, wa esitem otam, and do them. So the aim of study must be the performance. So it denotes a scrupulous attention to details, observance, shamar, from the motive of ahava, or love, Shema Yisrael, right? Only then can it be said that we do them, right? Where asitem otam. The three verbs that we have here, just looking at the 33rd and returning to this, the 39th, the three verbs, they indicate learning, teaching, and performing. Learning, teaching, and performance. But the key is im, if. See that word? Im bechukotai teleku. If. So it's a choice. It's a choice. Im bechukotai teleku. Now here, just scrolling forward now to the 39th, and the connection with zot chukat ha-Torah, the statute of the law, and how Satan, and the nations of the seclurum of the world ridicule the paradoxical. This is the paradox. Paradox. why the so-called female ox, right? The paradox of why the red female ox. This is the paradox. The paradox is of why the red female ox. Zot chukata ha-Torah. Now, we've touched on that paradox. To bring out that paradox, especially in the previous RSSs and the number 39 for this chukat. So ones and ones, please check that out. Rastafari Groundation, while supplies last, archive it, back it up as well. Hopefully we'll be able to, you know, compile them within the Torah portion series so ones can actually look over, okay, the first year, the first Shana, when we touched on this Torah portion, what was brought forward, what was brought out in the second Shana, what was brought forward, what was brought out, how do we build on it in the third Shana, what was brought forward, what was brought out, and here comes that fulfillment, just like with Mishnah, the college, you know, with the 3 to 4 years, there's also 2-year college, but here for us, this has been a 4-year, right, fellowship and growing process right here. So ones who might just be hearing this now, it's very important for ones to catch up and the co-laborers make I and I do due diligence to, you know, to compile, download, archive, save, also send copies to one another. You know what I'm saying? So that we can have this for the children and the children's children. They can build on I and I build. Yes, I? Rastafari. So the Torah employs this term chukat. Many of the sages came to the reasoning because a statute whose reason is not disclosed. The paradox of the red female ox. Right? It says here, which Hashem hath commanded, Asher Tziwa Yahuwah. Asher, that which Tziwa, some say Tziwa, but we say Tziwa Yahuwah, that which Adonai commanded. Although Hashem is speaking, note this, the personal noun, Yahuwah Yodhei Wehei, is used. Right? And not the pronoun, the personal noun. In other words, it could have said, could have read, and the Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron saying, this is the statute of the law which I have commanded. It could have said that. Or even, which he has commanded. But it said, which Yahweh, right? Which the Yahweh hath commanded. So this is also an important phrase, and, you know, we're looking at the first words and the phrases or even the clauses and building on it. So the first is the Zot Chukat HaTorah, statute of the law. The second right here is Asher Tziwa Yahuwah, which Jehovah hath commanded. So although Hashem is speaking, the personal pronoun, so it's as though he is speaking, and he is speaking of himself in the third person. HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, HaShalush, HaKadosh, all the Trinity, Kedush Salah, say Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So we also see this here. Overs, and he who be, who he be, or Jehovah spoke to Moses and to Aaron saying, this is the statute of the law. Wouldn't it be normally, or one would think, which I have commanded, or at least with which he has commanded? Interesting. So in that third person, right, that third person also discloses to us HaShalush, HaKadosh. Right, the Holy Trinity, Kedush Selassie, Ab, Bein, Ruach HaKadosh, Holy Spirit. To thee, now notice, to thee, you know, it says, speak to the children of Israel, Deber il b'nei Israel, that they bring thee a red heifer, where yikohu aleika, aleika, see that, aleika, the aleika, that they bring Ale to Ka, to you male, that they bring to Ka, to you. Where Yikohu Ale Ka Paraduma, Paraduma, that they bring to thee. Thee who? Thee Moshe, thee Moses. Notice, and he who be, we be, Jehovah spoke, Hashem spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, verse 1, verse 2, this is the statute of the law, Zot Chukat HaTorah, which the Yahweh hath commanded. Asher Tziwa Yahuwah, right? Saying, speak to the children of Israel, that they bring thee, where yikahu, the lakach, to bring, where yikahu, they bring, where yikahu, and they bring aleika, to thee, to Moses, the implication. The implication is therefore that the institution of the paraduma, the faraduma, had to be observed even b'midbar, even in the wilderness. During Moshe's lifetime. Now faultless, the word faultless, temima, right? Temima, right? Faultless. It must be faultless, having no blemish. Temima asha ein bahamum, right? Having no blemish. Firstly, temima, right? Tamima. Perfectly, some interpret this because of the aspect of the color being signified. Aduma, Farah, Aduma, Adam, Aduma, Edom, Adam, Aduma, perfectly red. If there were two hairs, some say, of any color that was not red, then the Farah, the Parah, the heifer, the female ox, in this paradox, was disqualified for the purpose, wherein is no blemish. So the blemish qualified. The blemish now was interpreted to qualify if there was any color in the Farah Aduma that took away from its Aduma. Now here we have, and this is what's interesting, when we say our black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, something, But wait, hold on. Fulfilling all things. Note that this statute, right, this observance specifies, is the only observance that specifies the color. Note that, the color. I like to link this with the color of the cross, right? The color of the cross. If you can receive this, it points out the color. It doesn't say Farah, bring a Farah, like a heifer, right? A female ox. No, it says Farah Aduma, because it's the last, hey, Farah Aduma, red heifer. So it had to be perfectly red, Tamima, if there was even two hairs, if there was any other color. So the color is being specifically stated, and what is that color? Aduma. I remember the Ina reasonings on the red, and one's the ones we'll read on the red, and Adam and Esau, and we say, well, what about Adam, right, and Adomni, right, also ruddy and red and David. So we have to really get a good interpretation of what is meant by red, scripturally, biblically speaking, right? So we have not only this hukah, this statute, remember we spoke about some aspects of it not being disclosed, and there being some mistatir from the Hebrew, some hidden aspect or some mystery to this, but note that the color is specified. So when we say our black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, let's understand why the color is specified. When we say the color of the cross, let us understand and understand why the color is specified. Right, because remember they said that Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christ, fulfilled all the Old Testament, right, types, you know, like the shadows and types. Well, isn't this a shadow and type right here? The Parah Aduma? Is this the only, you say, sacrifice where the color is emphasized? And it's so very paradoxical, ain't it? Because the ashes, right, the ashes of the Parah Aduma, it purged and purified those who were unclean. Tameya. Right? But it defiled the tahor, those who were clean. Havarim, let's meditate on it. So you see the paradox of the red female ox. This is the paradox, perfectly. It had to be completely aduma, completely red. Or you could say ruddy. If there were two hairs of any other color, thus the heifer must be disqualified because since the color is what is being emphasize here, get it? See, the color is being emphasized. I didn't say just bring a parah that was without blemish, faultless, without blemish. No yoke ever being put onto her. You know, because that's also where it says, wherein, it says, upon which never came yoke. Asher lo Allah aleha ol, that never upon her came yoke. So that means it was never used for any other walk, no other work, right? This female red heifer ox had to be, first of all, red, right? It had to be tamima, faultless, wherein no blemish, wherein there was no blemish. Asher ein bahamum, in her, no blemish. Asher lo Allah aleha ol, and upon which never came yoke. Oh, so the statute, this is why Satan and the nations, the other nations, ridiculed this particular institution. And even to this day, ones and ones will look at this very cross-eyed. But we have to cite and see this straight, right? And this is why we study, right? Right here at the gate.
Yes, the gate and the gate, the book of gates. Yes, the Parah Aduma. The red heifer, the Hebrew red hassle right here. We're going to save the best
not for last, but first just to build a good foundation right here, keeping it red, the earth will run red, going to speak about the destruction of mankind, the ancient Kemetic, and then also see what we have here in the fourth book of Moshe in Numbers, and the interesting correspondence that we have also with the death, right, the death of Miriam. Right, the Miriam. Now, we brought out that a Moshe type in Mitzrayim, the connection of Tat, of Tehut, right, of Moshe, from the Royal Amharic, the Metzaf Kedus, and also the Ge'ez, also getting to the roots, right, getting to the etymological roots of the Afro-Asiatic languages, and including the stone that the builders refused, you know, so you want the Ethiopic, the Royal Amharic. You know, that witness from the Israelites of Ethiopia, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. So we're going to build a little bit more on the connection, possibly. Do we have a connection here with the ancient Chakak, that which was anciently engraved? Because the word Chakak, that is at the root of Chak and Chok and Hukat, has to do with engraving, the ancient inscriptions, as you say. You know, it's written in stone or it's not written in stone, that which was written and engraved and inscribed in stones. Now, in modern Judaism, let's perhaps begin from right here and also connect it with today's daily psalm. Very interesting in the season, reason for the season right here, this 2022. Here we're at the ninth day, according to the Gregorian calendar. The 9th of July, the 9th of July, we have today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. That is Psalm 9. And Psalm 9 is a superscription, you know, Al-Mutalabain. Some interpret that concerning and upon the death of the son, the death of the son. But here for this Shabbat Hukat, so the KJV has ordinance. The ordinance in the study is also maybe called a statute. In some places, in translation from the very same root, the hakak and hak and hok and hukat root, it has statute. Also, this can be referred to as a decree, as a decree. Now, let's get some basic preliminary questions right here because it will help us in the build right here. Some preliminary questions right here for this 39th sabbatical study. The Shabbat Strong, some of the basic questions, and then we have some Parsha, you know, questions. There's some overall questions, right? For example, question one, what does the word Torah mean in the Hebrew meaning of Torah? Often, Torah is brought out in translation as law. We hear law, but it does not mean actually law as is commonly taught by Christianity and in these times of the Gentiles and the many Christian teachers. When they say Torah is law, and in some of the translation we see law, and then you hear about law, and there's laws, and different people and nations have laws. It's not quite the same meaning in Torah, right? Now, Torah, according to the Hebrew, right, either a word, especially a noun, has a masculine or a feminine, the polarity to it, right? As it says, let us make man in our image after our likeness. And when we say our, we see Mother Wisdom, Chokmah, right, as being that one that Ha'ilahim Elohim Yahweh, the Hebrew Trinity, the triple male, was speaking to. Who was he speaking to? How could Elohim create man in his image after his likeness and male and female? Who is the female, that feminine part? Also further in Bereshit in Genesis, when he says that the man, the Adam, has become as one of us. Who is the us there? Right? We have Yahweh, Jehovah, Eloheinu, but who is with him? According to the study of the scripture and also according to the wisest mind, right, Hebraically of his time and his extraordinary wisdom, from our Shlomo HaMelech in Mishal, the Mashlim, the Mishle Shlomo in the parables of Solomon, we have Proverbs 4 and 7 in the Hebrew connecting the very first word in Moshe's first book, Bereshit, the beginning, the head, female head, beginning, start. This is referring to Chokmah, wisdom. How do we know that? Based on the Hebrew study of the Hebrew scriptures, pointing to Bereshit, Genesis 1 and 1, first word there, going to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7 in the Hebrew, and then the fuller narrative that explains that it was wisdom. It was in wisdom. It was in she. He who he be, the Elohim, the powers, he in the singularity, in she, in Chokmah, created in the very beginning. Full on that is in Proverbs chapter 8. But Torah here, looking at the Hebrew of the first words right here, as we open the scripts Hebraically to Numbers chapter 19. Let's go here, Numbers chapter 19. Just basically right here, go through about 13 or so of some of the preliminary, the Peshat to say like the plain or the basic, you know, like the elementary, right? Elementary general education right here. Then we'll get into some special subject matters like the Parah Adumah, the Hebrew Red Hasor, Het Haru, right? And then also some more hopefully advanced reasonments here. But first, the groundation here, we have Numbers chapter 19, the Yod 8th chapter. Numbers chapter 19, the Reishis, Yod 8, here the 19th chapter, and it reads, Why Dabir Yahuwah El Moshe Ve'el Aharon Lemor, and he who be we be. Hashem spoke to Moses and to Aharon, saying, Zot, this, chukat, statute, or ordinance, ha Torah, ha the Torah, the Torah. This, the word this, zot, is feminine. Zot. If it was saying something that's male, it would be zeh, zeh. So we have zot. So that feminine, the ending, the T terminal ending, usually in Hebrew signifies a feminine, you know, aspect of the word sound. Zot, chukat, chukat. If it was chok, chok is the masculine aspect, chok, right? Like we said, the hek, hek shals, chok, right? And we have chukat here, ordinance, ha Torah. And Torah, too, is feminine. Torah. This is why in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8, it says, My son, hear the instruction of thy father. Forsake not the law, the Torah, of thy mother. So, question one, what does the word Torah, the Hebrew word Torah, mean? It means direction, instruction. It comes from the Hebrew root yara, yara. You know, yara has a sense of pointing and aiming, you know, as one would point or aim. Pointing or aiming. So Torah in that sense and in this sense is direction, is instruction, is teaching. It does not mean, again, to emphasize this quote, law in the Western Gentile mind sense or as is commonly taught by many, you know, Christian teachers in Christianity. Torah is direction, instruction, it is teaching from the yara root to point and to aim. Like pointing the finger or aiming, right? Second question, what is the Torah sheh b'katab? Sheh b'katab. What is the Torah sheh b'katab? Or in modern Hebrew, they might say Torah sheh b'katab. Sheh b'katab. Torah sheh b'katab. Torah sheh b'katab. What does this mean? That which is written, Torah, the direction, instruction, sheh, that be in kitab, in writing, in written. So that which is written, the Torah, direction, instruction that is written, Torah, sheh, be kitab. And this refers to the text that has been meticulously transmitted since the time, the Iowa of Moshe, in the form of what is called the Sefer Torah, the Sefer, the book of Torah, a kosher, in other words, the kosher Torah scroll. So the Torah, Sheh Biktav,
is written. In other words, it's like to say like the written Torah, or the Torah direct instruction that is in writing. Torah sheh bikatab. Question 3. What is a Torah sheh be'al peh? Torah sheh be'al peh, or Torah sheh be'al feh. What is a Torah sheh be'al peh? Torah sheh be'al feh. The Torah, which is oral, or literally the Torah, direction, instruction, sheh, that which, be on, like be'al, by way of or on, peh. Peh is the mouth. So we see the pi and the phi. So in the Hebrew, there's two ways that the word for mouth is often pointed. One is as the peh, and the other is as feh. So we have feh and peh. Or we also have in sacred geometry the pi and the phi, and the link with the word sound in the mouth. So we have the Torah sheh be'al peh, the Torah that's on the mouth. This is referring to like the oral Torah, the oral direction instruction, referring to the legal and the interpretive traditions that have been handed down by word of mouth until they were codified, until they were written or codified, for example, in the Mishnah and the Gemara. This refers also to what is known as the Talmud. Now, before ones jump off their seats to get a basic root in the Hebrew, Talmud is teaching, right? We have Talmid is the Hebrew word for a disciple, Talmid. And we have Lamad, both the Hebrew letter and also as a verb, is to learn or to become accustomed. Also in the Royal Amharic, we have lemede in the sense, the ancient sense of becoming accustomed something, to become accustomed to something, lemede. We also have lamud, right? Lamud, like to learn. So basically, Talmud is just an operative word that means teaching. As I and I say, give us a teaching of his majesty, because we don't want no devil's philosophy. So the argument for the oral tradition, it derives from the system of the Shoftim are the judges that Moshe instituted by Midbar in the desert, in the wilderness. There's the scribal traditions also are based on the oral law or the Torah sheh be'al peh, Torah sheh be'al feh, the alpha. Torah, the oral Torah, the oral law as well. So we have the Torah sheh bikatav, the Torah that is written, and the Torah sheh ba'al peh, the Torah according to the word of mouth or the Torah. Also, you can look at this in how Yeshua, Rovenu, when he was according to the Brit Chadasha in the Midbar in the wilderness after the baptism, right, and he was saying to HaSatan that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word, right, that comes forward, that comes from, that is uttered from the mouth of Yahuwah of Elohim, but every word that is uttered. So when the word that's uttered in modern Christianity, based on the Hebraeo-Coptic Greek form of it, they say rhema. You've heard us say a rhema word. A rhema word is like, okay, the Torah sheh bikatav is what was written thousands of years ago. But then if we find that right now, there's an application to it right now, what was written then directly applies to something right now, that's like the rhema word, the right now word. So it's like a word fitly spoken, right? So that's also the Torah sheh be'al peh, right? Where someone is speaking of that which was written, but applying it, right, to a situation like a rhema, a right now situation. So man does not live by bread alone, but by every rhema word, every right now word, every word, sheh ba'al peh, the word of I and I mouth, the meditation of I and I heart, yes, I be acceptable in Yahuwah sight. Seen? Question 4, what is the Hebrew word for commandment? Commandment. And what does it mean, Chaburim? What is the Hebrew word for commandment? The Hebrew word for commandment is in the ancient pointing, right? The Afro-Asiatic pointing is mitzvah. mitzvah, mitzvah, modern Hebrew mitzvah, mitzvah, mitzvah. So the modern Hebrew pointing mitzvah, right? But the ancient Afro-Asiatic pointing is mitzvah, mitzvah. And it's from the Hebrew word tzawa, 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 modern tzawa, 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 tzawa. This means to instruct, but to instruct in the sense of to command, to give imperative. In other words, ta'ase, lo ta'ase. Ta'ase, do. Do this. Ta'ase, 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 lo ta'ase, don't do. So we have both the positive commands in HaTorah. The positive is the ta'ase, to do. The lo, no, ta'ase, don't do, is the negative commands, right? So we have a mitzvah as a divine commandment and divine imperative, an imperative, a do or don't do. So the Hebrew word for commandment is mitzvah, mitzvah, from tzawa, mitzvah, tzawa. Question 5. According to the tried and tradition, how many commandments, how many mitzvot, 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 how many mitzvot occur in the written Torah, in the Torah Shebiktav, Torah Shebiktav, in the written Torah? According to the tradition, according to tradition, there are 613. According to tradition, 613 mitzvot, mitzvot, commandments in the Torah Shebiktav, in the written Torah. There's a word, a Hebrew word, a kind of acronym, Taryag, the Hebrew letters, Tau, Resh, Yod, and like the double quotation and the Gimel, or Taryag. This is an acronym, a Hebraic acronym that refers to the 613 mitzvot, commandments, given in the Torah Shebiktav, in the written Torah. Now, Judaic tribe and tradition, it divides these 613 commandments, right, into 248 positive for the ta'aseh, ta'aseh, do, thou shalt, ta'aseh, 248 positive and 365 lo ta'aseh, thou shalt not, commandments, mitzvot. Now, the positive commandments are called the mitzvot aseh, mitzvot aseh, aseh, the commandments to do in that sense, and the negative are known as the mitzvot lo ta'aseh, the mitzvot, the commandments, lo, not ta'aseh, not to do. So once again, the 613, according to tradition, there are 613 mitzvot, and the tribe, the tradition divides these into 248 mitzvot aseh, thou shalt, and 365 mitzvot lo ta'aseh, thou shalt not. Here, question 6. Approximately, how many mitzvot, commandments, imperatives, occur in the Brit Chadasha, in the Brit, the covenant Chadasha, new, renewed, in the renewed covenant, in the new covenant? Approximately, how many commandments occur in the New Testament? Over 1,000 distinct commandments have been identified. So in the New Testament, so when we look at the Torah, the five books of Moshe is specifically, right, in HaTorah, in the Torah Shebiktav, the written Torah, there is estimated 613 commandments. But in the Brit Chadasha, in the New Testament, over 1,000 distinct commandments have been identified. Question 7. What is the Hebrew word for statute? And what does it mean, Haberim? What is the Hebrew word for statute, or sometimes translated as ordinance? Just to note that. Sometimes statute is also translated as ordinance. But what's the Hebrew word for statute? Chok, 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 chok. That's the word, hok, right? Hok, meaning a decree that is inscribed, a decree that is engraved, inscribed. And often, according to traditional Judaism, this is defined as a hok, is defined as a decree, quote, inscribed, end quote, without a reason. In other words, it's a divine fiat, a divine, like, let it be, right? The plural is hukim. These decrees are to be obeyed from a sense of trust and loyalty, and not because they make, quote, they make sense, end quote, to us. Now, this is the traditional, right, Judaic view of the hok and the hukim. But what we of the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews will show and prove is that this is also proves that connection to Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, out of Kemet, so to speak. So here. Question eight right here. In the written Torah Shebikatav, what are the three basic categories of mitzvot? What are the three basic categories of commandments in the written Torah Shebiktav? There is the Mishpatim, or laws and rules, Mishpatim, the laws and rules. Actually, Mishpatim, better translated, like with KJV as a point of reference, Mishpatim is judgments, but there are laws and rules concerning judgments. We have secondarily the hukim, decrees or ordinances, the hukim. And then we have the edot. What is edot? The ed is testimony, like the edah is the congregation, the aggregation. Here we have the edot. Edot is the testimonials or the testimonies. So in the written Torah, there are three basic categories of commandments, of mitzvot. There are the judgments, the mishpatim, the judgments, rules, and laws of judgment. There's the hukim, decrees of ordinances. And then there's the edot. The edot is the testimonials, the testimonies. Question nine right here. What does the word mishpatim mean? Can we give an example? What does the word mishpatim? Mishpatim also can be pointed as mishpatim. What does it mean? Judgments, as we just stated, judgments, mishpat, shafat, like Jehoshaphat, right? Mishpat, judgments, or laws concerning judgments, derived from the Hebrew word shafat, to judge, actually to, in a sense of like to weigh and give decision, right? To weigh based on decision, sense of weighing, shafat, to judge. An example is, for example, not to steal or to lie, and also the judgments upon one who steals and who lies, according to HaTorah. Question 10, what is distinctive about the hukim, right, or the hoks, the statutes, right, the ordinances? And can we give any examples? Question 10, well, the hukim are decrees, also in the KJV, translated as ordinances and statutes, that are said, according to modern and later Judaic tradition, are not rationally comprehensible, they say, and therefore functions, they say, as divine fiats. A fiat is like, let it be, you know, so be it, you know, it is what it is, let it be. Some examples include the Torot, right, the direction instructions of kashrut. Kashrut, Hebraically, is the kosher foods. Also, the Torah laws, direction instructions concerning the tzitzit, the fringes. Also, the Torah, the direction instructions concerning tefillin, right? The sacrifice of the Para Aduma, right here, 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 is one of them. The sacrifice of the red heifer, the Hebrew red Hathor, is one of them, and so on. But when we say the red Hathor, we're now hinting. We're now hinting. That is perhaps not so rationally incomprehensible as latter-day Hebrews and Jews may think, but as we study, according to the royal order, getting to the roots, we start to see the connections. But question number 11, are all people intended to keep the commandments? Are all people intended? Was it intention of all people to keep all the commandments? Simply, no. No. Some pertain only to woman, for example. Others, right, only to Kohanim, right, to the priests. Others only to the Lewim. Others to kings. Most of them to men, right? A few of them to women, right? Some of them specifically to the priests and the Levites. Others to kings. According to the Mishnah, the ancient study, that women are exempted from those mitzvot, those commandments, imperatives that are restricted by time. Again, according to the study of HaTorah, that women are exempted from those mitzvot, right? From the majority of the mitzvot, the commandments that are restricted, right, by time, while the men, right, are commanded to keep many mitzvot, commandments that have specific time and specific season to be in good standing, covenant keeping wise. Question 12. What is Midrash? Midrash. What is Midrash? Or Midrash, as some would say. But what is Midrash? Midrash is an exegetical method that uses stories, narratives, allegories, and speculation and reasoning to further explain the biblical, the scriptural text. Collections of Midrashim, this is the plural, Midrashim, such as the Mechilta, the Sifra, the Midrash Rabbah, etc., are considered part of the Judaic, the oral Torah tribe, the oral Torah tradition, or the Torah Sheh Ba'al Peh, Torah Sheh Ba'al Peh. It's like when we say, yeah, I remember when this elder, when elder such and such has said such and such, right? And we repeat the reasoning of what elders, even in Rastafari, have said. Right, but a generation will come and say, you know what we're going to do? We're going to collect these sayings and give attribution and keep them in scrolls to be passed on as education so we can build on the wisdom, right, of the patriarchs, the righteous patriarchs, and the righteous matriarchs. So we have here this part of the Judaic oral Torah tradition, or the Torah on the mouth, Torah by way of word of mouth, by way of reasoning. Now, some of the Midrash, right, they are homiletical, like the Agada, like telling narratives and stories, ancient stories that help to put together some of the more enigmatic areas of scripture. And others, other areas of the Midrash are legal, what is called halakha. Now, halakha comes from the Hebrew halak, and halak means to walk. So when it said halakha, right, coming out from Torah and reading of the scripture, when you read the Hebrew, you'll see why in the later tried and tradition we have halakha, because halakha being to walk is brought out as how we walk these things out, how we live these things out, how we go to and fro in our life and our liberty according to Torah, according to John's direction. Instructions. Question 13, Chaverim. In the Judaic tribe and tradition, what does the word halakha, what does the word halakha mean? The way to walk, halakha, from the Hebrew halak, right? And we say leka, leka dodi, leka, leku, leku, like to go or to try, to walk, right? To walk. The way to apply. and to walk in what sense? The way to apply the various commandments in everyday life and liberty. What's interesting is that in the New Testament, we have Rabbi Shaul, Rabbi Saul, and there's a translation that's often used in the New Testament. It says, like, conversation, like our conversation and your conversation in Christ, like our conversation. In that sense right there, when you study the Hebrew context of even the New Testament, the Koine Copto Greek, the Koine Greek, you will recognize that he's speaking from the Hebrew perspective of halakha, right? Our conversation in Christ, how we halakha, how we walk out, right? What we profess, right? You know, sheba al-peh, you know, sheba al-feh, what we profess by our mouth, how we walk it out. So halakha is the way to walk. And that means the way to apply the various commandments in our everyday life, as I and I would say, in I and I liberty. Traditional halakha, it includes takanot. Now, takanot is case law. That's what we look at certain cases, even when we reason on some of the Psalms. We might go into cases in Dawit's life and David's liberty, or other cases concerning Moshe or the Israelites in the wilderness. This is an example of case law, case study. But we can also apply cases outside of the scripture based on the principles of HaTorah. So the halakha might include takanot. Takanot is case laws. Also gezerot. Gezerot are restrictions. From studying Torah, there's certain areas, certain things that are restrictions, or gezerot. Gezer, almost like kind of like circumcised, things are like cut off, restrictions. Then we also have the minhagim. Minhagim, what is minhagim? Minhagim is like customs. It's like customs and traditions. Now, some customs and traditions are good at some times, and some customs and traditions are bad at certain times. So, but generally speaking, you have the minhagim. Now, these correspond to the three categories of the mitzvot, or the commandments, found in the Torah Shebikatav. So we have the takanot, gezerot, min hagin. We have the case laws, right, or the study of various cases according to the law. We have the gezerot, restrictions, and the min hagin. Do you recall the three areas, right, of mitzvot, of commandments? The three areas of commandments is mishpatim, which is judgments, right? Hukim, which is statutes and ordinances, and edot. Edot is testimonials. So in other words, the mishpatim corresponds with takanot. So the judgments correspond with the study of case laws, looking at the application or the lack thereof in various cases. Secondarily is the hukim, is the ordinances and decrees. And then along with that is the gezerot, looking at restrictions. For example, with the para aduma, there's some things that you must do and some things you must not do. Thirdly, we have the edot. The edot is the testimonials. This is connected with the minhagim. Minhagim, the customs or traditions. So here, I'm going to pause for the course right here. The 13 preliminary questions here for this Shabbat, Hukat, Sabbath ordinance, Sabbath decree, and decree of the Para Aduma. So what is the word Torah? What does Torah really mean, Chaberim? What's the Torah Sheb Bikatav? What's the Torah Sheb Alpeh? Right? What's the Hebrew word for commandments? According to the tribe, how many commandments are in the Torah Shebiktav, in the written Torah? And approximately, how many commandments, mitzvot, occur in the Brit Chadasha, the New Testament? What is the Hebrew word for statute, for ordinance? What does it mean? In the written Torah, Torah Shebiktav, what are the three basic categories of mitzvot, of commandments? What does the word mishpatim mean, Chaberim? And give examples. What is distinctive about hukim? And give examples. Are all people intended? to keep all the commandments? What is Midrash? And in the Judaic tribe, what does the word halakha mean, Chaberim? So here, first 13 preliminary questions. Stay tuned for a couple of more of the little bit more advanced questions pertaining to this, here, this study right here. So let's touch on today's psalm with the time that we have right here, about to go into the third Iowa right here. Yes.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? Children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Now here for this 39th sabbatical study for Hukat and the Para Aduma, the red heifer, the enigma. It's interesting in today's daily psalm in the Midrash, in the Sefer Midrash Tehillim, you know, in the book of the study of the Psalms, it brings out a connection here with Shlomo, with Solomon, and his asking Hashem, Jehovah, you know, for understanding, you know, of the Para Aduma. That's an interesting reggae song. You have to get this tune up there. The old tune, some of y'all may have heard it before. It's like Solomon was the wisest man, you know, but he never knew the secret of a woman. But it seems as though Solomon, the wisest man, he sought to know the mystery of the Para Aduma. And that's brought out in a deeper study, the Midrash study of today's daily psalm. I find it to be interesting. It's a nice day here. We have the nice psalm here. We're at the 39th degree of this sabbatical study right here, and this connection even with the continent theme right here, Chaverim. But first up, let's bring forward today's daily psalm with some Hebrew highlights, right? Here.
Psalm 9.
מזמור ט' למנצח על מות לבן מזמור לדוד 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 מזמור לדוד
I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou sattest in the throne, judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble which I suffer of them that hate me, thou that liftest me up from the gates of death, that I may show forth all thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Higayon, Selah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not alway be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Selah, 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 Selah.
Yes. So here, we have the royal Amharic. Can go through the verse by verse, also the Hebrew. But here, specifically here for this Shabbat Hukat, the time that we have here to write off the Aliyot here from Numbers chapter 19 to Numbers chapter 22, we have Judges chapter 11, focus verses 1 to 33. We also have the Brit Chadasha, the New Covenant reading, Hebrews chapter 9, focus verses 11 to 28. Also, John's Gospel, John chapter 3, verses 10 to 21. So here's some of the items that we have right here. What we're going to do is we're going to share this audible. It's like a rhema word right here for this 39th degree on the Para Aduma, and also Psalm 9, the Midrash, from the Midrash Tehillim, from the second section. And this is on Shlomo, on Selamit. Selamit seeking to get to know the wisdom. You know, he wanted to get to understand the mystery of the red heifer. Right, the mystery of the red Hathor. So here we have Numbers chapter 19, picking out with the ceremony of the red heifer. Numbers chapter 20, the waters of Meribah. In chapter 20, verse 14, the passage through Edom. Edom refused. Chapter 20, verse 22, the death of Aharon, the death of Aaron. Now, also note, you know, previous death of Miriam, the death of Miriam. Is there a connection of the death of Miriam and the Para Aduma and the red heifer, the Hebrew red Hathor? Well, we get the death of Aaron here in Numbers 20:22, right? And then in Numbers chapter 21, right, verse 1, the brazen serpent. Also, the brazen serpent is a theme here in this 39th degree of the sabbatical study. Verse 10, we have the journey to Moab. Moab, right? Moab. What's the Moab and the Moors, the Moorish connection, even with the black Jews of Harlem, right? Here we have 21:21, Numbers 21:21, King Sihon was defeated. In verse 33 of Numbers 21, King Og was also defeated. This brings out what many of the Psalms and many of the Psalms, their names appear, say, due to other enemies as was done to them. So we also have the prophets reading from Judges chapter 11. We have Jephthah, and also concerning Jephthah's vow. So the Torah portion commentary right here is concerning snake bites. I have a further commentary on snake bite or the burners, the seraphim. Thought for the Shavua, well, the thought for the Shavua here at the 39th degree of this Torah study is the problem with complaining is that Ha'el, the Almighty, is listening. Brief commentary here. Yahuwah, Jehovah, sent fiery serpents, the seraphim, or the burners. He sent burners, seraphim, fiery serpents among Ha'am, among the people, Amo Yisrael, and they bit Ha'am, Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, so that many people, Amo Yisrael, died, according to Numbers chapter 21, verse 6. So, Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim hears. He hears our words, our debarim, and he weighs Ayinai hearts, heartically, the weighing of the heart. As the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, complained about the daily provision of manna, angel's bread. Ha'el heard their words, their debarim, that they spoke in the midbar, right? And he sent a punishment of poisonous snakes or serpents, fiery serpents, burners of the seraphim, right? Lamaze. Why did Ha'elohim use seraphim, fiery serpents, burners? Why do you use snakes to punish Yisrael? Here. Yes, I. So here, with this song of thanksgiving. Now, just another point to point out is that today's daily psalm in some Hebrew manuscripts, right, and in the ancient Greek and Latin versions, Psalm 9 and 10 are joined into one psalm. This is why we point out often sometimes when we're going from the Royal Amharic, the Metzach Kedus, the King of Kings Bible, you know, that there'd be a different numbering sometime in some psalms, like one number over. Well, one of the ancient reasons is here with today's psalm, Mizmor Teit, Psalm IX,
Psalm 9, that in some of the ancient Hebrew manuscripts and in the ancient Koine Greek and the Latin versions, IX and X, or 9 and 10, are joined into one mizmor, have been joined into one psalm and one chant. As we study His Majesty's Bible, The Conquering Lion, The Tribe of Judah, The Book of the Seven Seals, we can see that notation there, where it has a key link that the two psalms might were linked together. So we can read them separately, but we see how the numbering from one continues into the next, and also in the parentheses, it gives a nuance of the numbering. So it's interesting to find here in reading from the Sefer Tehillim from the Book of the Psalter that the notes here in the Hebrew perspective also points to this fact, and it points to Psalm 9 and Psalm 10. So sometimes after Psalm 9 and 10, we start to see the double numbering, right? The modern numbering, but also the reflection of the ancient numbering in the Haile Selassie version, right? The HSV, the King of Kings Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals. Now, the same current of thought runs through both of the Psalms. And what is that current of thought? That current of thought is dependence upon Elohim for escape from evil machinations. Also, there's a trace of an alphabetical acrostic that's discernible in the verses of the two Psalms, although several letters, Hebrew letters, are omitted. There's a resemblance in the phraseology. It's likewise noticeable. Nevertheless, there's a modern opinion that states that it seems better to regard Psalm 10 as a later psalm composed as an appendix or as a continuation of the earlier psalm, Psalm 9, under different conditions, rather than as part of a psalm which from the beginning was one whole. One scholar named DeLeach brings forward that observation. Now, this is in agreement with the Judaic tradition that divides the composition into two separate psalms. So here we have a hymn of praise, of Isis, praise, thanks and praises, Toda, Tawada, for victory, for Yeshua and Yeshua, and victories, salvations and victories over national enemies. And the historical background may be that which is narrated in 2 Samuel, 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel chapter 8, right here, here, here. So now looking at the time right here, brothers and sisters, if we're going to go straight into the Torah reading and feeding, you know, after this right here. But this is on the Parah Aduma and today's daily psalm. Stay tuned for the Sunday service. Hopefully we have some time to share some more on today's daily psalm. But right here for the psalm, linking with the Torah portion reading and feeding for this sabbatical study, for this Shabbat strong, right here, here, here. Yes, sir.
Here, within the psalm, according to the royal order, according to the royal order, according to the royal order, according to the royal order.
So here, shalom, shalom, chaverim, shalom, Shabbat, shalom. And for the Shabbat, Shabbat chukat, bamarinya yehigu tizaz yehinno, yehigu of the law, the rules, the law, tizaz, the commandment. We have chukat,
right, from chakat, that which was anciently prescribed and even engraved. So we get the ancient engravement, the ancient written in stone, right? Written in stone. But here, corresponding here in 2022 year, just for the record right here, within the psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, the daily psalms, we have Psalm 9, right? And the Midrash, and the Sefer Midrash Tehillim has this very interesting here in the second, perek, the second section of the commentary says this right here. Another comment on Alamut Liban, from the superscription of Psalm 9. It says Alamut Liban, concealed from the heart. Alamut Liban, concealed from the heart. So the phrase is to be read in the light of the verse from Kohelet. Now Kohelet is the preacher, i.e., that's to say Ecclesiastes, in the Hebrew, Kohelet, the preacher, the Kahal, the assembly, or in Hebrews has a sense of the church, the gathering, the Kahal, the Kehillah. But here we have the Kohelet. Kohelet sought to understand the ordinances of delight. So from Ecclesiastes 12 and 10, Kohelet sought to understand the ordinances. So we have the ordinances, as we have the Chukat, the ordinances of delight. This is taken from to refer to HaTorah. So in Kohelet, ordinances of delight are taken to refer to HaTorah. And Kohelet, right, to Shlomo, to Solomon, to Solomon. So here in Kohelet, Ecclesiastes 12 and 10, the verse reads like this in the KJV. The preacher sought to find out the acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. This is what we find right here now in the Midrash, the Sefer Midrash Tehillim, right? It is brought out as Kohelet, right? The preacher, Kohelet, sought to understand the ordinances of delight, the ordinances of delight. So here, compare and contrasting the translation from the Hebrew, as Ecclesiastes Sirach says, that which was written in Hebrew, when translated into another language, doesn't necessarily have the same force in it. So looking at the force of what's written right here, the preacher, Kohelet, sought to find out acceptable words and written upright words of truth. So direct reading, plus italicizations, the preacher sought to find out acceptable words and written upright words of truth. Here, the Hebrew, Bikesh Koheleta Limso Divrei Chefet We Katub Yosher Divrei Amet. Amet. Words of truth, the Divrei Amet. So here, the first part of it, Bikesh, to seek, Bakash, to seek, to require, to desire, to exact, to request, the sense of seeking to find something. Bikesh, seeking, Kohelet, the preacher, referring to Shlomo, Solomon, to Solomon. Limso, to find. Divrei, words of chefet. What is Divrei chefet? Well, Divrei, words of, and chefet is delight, is pleasure. Chefet, delight, pleasure, good pleasure. That in which one takes delight, so pleasure, desire, in a concrete sense, is like that which is valuable, a valuable thing, right? Or even a matter, as something in mind, like a meditation, right? So we have right here the Divrei Chefet, right? So this is what it means when it says that Kohelet sought, right? He sought to understand, right? Bikesh, define, limso, right? Define, that is taken to be understand. So what we have is the Hebrew, and according to the translation and the understanding of the translation, right, we can see these particulars like a gem, a well-cut gem, right? When the light shines, there are many different beams of light. There's many different, depends on the cut of the gem and the rays of the light. So we get this beautiful kind of duality here, even in the translation. But then we can see both of it within the Hebrew, how Kohelet sought to understand the ordinances of delight, the ordinances, those words, Divrei, right, the Divrei, the Barim, the words, right, the Divrei Chefet. Bikesh, Kohelet, Limso, Divrei Chefet. So this, to bring this out here, the ordinances of delight, the words of delight, the Divrei Chefet, right, this here is taken to refer to HaTorah, the direction instructions, and Kohelet, the preacher, to Shlomo, to Solomon. So this verse here means, this is from the Midrash for Psalm 9, corresponding with this Shabbat Chukat. Shabbat Chukat is the Shabbat of the Parah Aduma, the 39th sabbatical Torah reading and feeding. Here, the manna, we're at the 39th. So corresponding with the Shabbat, the seventh day, the daily psalm for this Shabbat is Psalm 9. And in the Midrash, in the study, right, the study, Sefer, the book of the Midrash, the study of the Tehillim, the Psalms, here in the second section, the second perek, right, the Sheni perek, right, we have this verse means that Shlomo, Solomon, sought to have Elohim, Ha'el, Ha'el, the Almighty, to explain to him the scriptural ordinances, the Chukim, the Chok Chukim, concerning the Para Aduma, concerning the red heifer, right, concerning the red heifer. Or what we can say, the red Hathor. Shema'a Yisrael, Shemuli. So the verse from Kohelet, Ecclesiastes 12 and 10, the first part of it, Bikesh Kohelet Alimso Divrei Chefet, that Kohelet, the preacher, Shlomo, right, he sought to have Elohim explain to him the scriptural ordinances, the Chukim, the Chukot, right, concerning the para Aduma, para, the heifer, female cow, heifer, Aduma, the red, whose ashes were used for lustration. So the ashes of the Parah Aduma, of the red heifer, the Hebrew red Het Hor, Hathor, right here is used for lustration. So what is the lustration? Lustration, we go to Numbers chapter 19, Chavarim, and this is the first chapter here with the Shabbat Hukat concerning the ordinance of the Para Aduma, and also referred to the Para, right, 4 and 4, right, Para 4 and 4. So here, especially the ordinance that Rav Yitzhak Isaac, he has stated this as follows, quote, all that have the care of the heifer of the Para make their garments unclean, but the Para herself makes clean the unclean. This principle here that all that have the care of the Para, speaking of the Para, Duma, the red heifer, the red Hathor, make their garments unclean. They make their garments unclean, but the heifer, the Para, right, the Para Aduma, the red heifer, the red Hathor herself makes clean the unclean. Whereupon HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, prospered be he, blessed be he, quoted the conclusion of the verse, that which was written was upright, even ordinances of truth. That which was written, We katub yosher divrei emet. So here in Kohelet, with Shlomo Solomon, Kohelet the preacher, he sought to have Ha'el, Ha'ilahim, Elohim, Yahuwah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, to explain to him what is the scriptural, the ordinances concerning the Para Aduma, right? This Hukat, whose ashes were used for lustration, especially the ordinance that Rav Yitzhak states clearly as, all that have the care of the Para make their garments unclean, but the Para herself makes clean the unclean. So thereupon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, in answering to Shlomo, we have the conclusion of Ecclesiastes verse 10, right, of chapter 12. So 12 and 10, the first part, Bikesh Kohelet Limso Dibrei Chayfet, that the preacher Kohelet sought to understand the ordinance, right, the ordinances of delight, or the preacher sought to find out. Now the KJV translates it says that the preacher Kohelet sought to find out acceptable words. Here we have Dibrei Chayfet, right, words of delight, right, but the words of delight in this context refers to HaTorah, right, and to the Esaret Debarim, to the 10 Debarim, the word Debarim, Divrei, words of Chayfet. So Yahuwah, responding to Shlomo's inquiry, Wikatub, and that which was written, Yosher, right, Yosher, like Yashar, upright, Yosher, that which was Katub, Wikatub, Yosher, Divrei, words of Amet, words of truth. Dibrei Emet. So we get the first part, Solomon Shlomo's search in Ecclesiastes 12 and 10. And the second part, Ha'el, Ha'ilahim's response, Wikatu, and that which was written, Yosher. Dibrei Emet, that which was written, words of truth. Dibrei Emet. And furthermore, it said, for thy benefit, speaking to Shlomo, I wrote long ago in the book of the upright, as it is said, even in Yehoshua, we have Joshua. In Yehoshua, what's written in Yehoshua? Chapter 10, verse 13. Is not this written in the book of the upright? Is this not written in the book of Jasher, of Yashar? And here from Yehoshua, Joshua chapter 10, verse 13. Wayidom ha shemesha. Wiyariyacha amad Allah yikoma goy oibayo. Hello here, ketuva. Al Sefer HaYashar, Waya Moda HaShemesha Bachitziya HaShemayim, Wilo Ata Laboa, Kiyom Tamim. Full of verse here, the KJV brings us out, and the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies, their haters. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of the heaven and hasted not to go down about a whole day. Now that's the KJV 1611. Here in the Hebrew, it's interesting, why you dom. Now what is why you dom? You dom come from damam. Damam is to be still, to be silent, to be still. It has a sense of even waiting, being silent and still in the sense of waiting, being dumb, to grow dumb, right? Not to speak, like somebody struck dumb, like there's silence, right? So here we have the sense of silence, right? By implication, it can be like stopping. But notice the connection with the sense of speaking here. Now, the KJV brings this out, and most ones would read this when it says, the sun stood still. But in the Hebrew, Wayudom Hashemesh, Wayudom, right, and being silent, Hashemesh, right, being silent, Hashemesh, being still. But the Hebrew sense, Wayudom. It could have used a different word to say be still in another sense of still, but here the sense from Damam, being silent, like not speaking. Wayudom Hashemesh, we Yariach, Amad, Yariach, 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 Yariach. In the Hebrew is the word for moon, the actual moon, moon. Yariach, and the moon, Amad, Amad. And the moon stood, ad yikom, goy, ad, until yikom, until one had yikom from nakam, until one had nakam, yikom in the sense of avenge, goy, oibayo, right? You know, the enemy, you say the enemy people, the enemy nation, goy, oibayo, right? Hello, hello, he, is not she, to say is not she, hello, hello, like is it not, hello, hello, he, Ketubah, Ketubah, she being written. Is not she being written, al sefer hayashar? Hello, he, Ketubah, al sefer hayashar? Is not this written, is not she written? So this incident here is even put in the feminine context in the force of the Hebrew. Hello, he, is not she, Ketubah, not Ketubah, Ketubah, written all upon sefer, upon, we say, the book, my hayashar. Right, the book, the narrative, the recounting, the telling, ha-yashar, the recounting of the upright. So many would translate this as a book of the upright and true in that sense of a book, but it's also that which memorializes or retells or recounts, right? The word also can be a sense of counting. Waya imod ha-shemesh now says, and stood. Now it uses the term amad, to stand. And stood ha-shemesh, the sun, ba-chitzi, ba-chitzi, chitzi, like half, to say half, in the half, ha-shemayim, in the half of the heavens. Waya imod ha-shemesh ba-chitzi ha-shemayim willo at, and not, right, and not pressing, you know, like something press, at, utz, like to press, to urge, like to hasten, right, not pressing, right, in that sense, you know, not pressing in the sense of not insisting, right, you know, it stood, right, and not insisting labo to go, and not saying to go down, to go, right, because if it was saying go down, another word, like yarad could have been used, but it says labo, bo mean to go, it's going, is from one end of the heaven to another, not going up or down, but it's going, right, with lo at labo, and not pressing, being pressed to go, ke yom, from the day, tamim, right, from the day tamim. So what do we have here? From the day tamim, kayom tamim. Tamim is the whole, the complete, in a sense of nothing lacking, nothing over, nothing lacking. So here's the connection right here with even Yehoshua. Also the connection right here with that which was written being upright, right? Yosha, speaking of HaTorah, right? Even the ordinances, right? The ordinances of truth. So what's the moral, right? The Ivine, the good morality teaching here is live uprightly, live yashar, right, live simply, live faithfully, live uprightly, live the liberty, live simply, live faithfully. When I have issued a decree, a hukah, or establish an ordinance, it is not to be questioned, as it is said even in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 19 verse 2, this is an ordinance of HaTorah, the law, that Yahuwah, that Jehovah hath commanded. Zot chukat HaTorah asher tziwah Yahuwah lemor dabir le'il b'nei Yisrael ve'yikachu leka paraduma temima asher ein bahamum asher lo Allah aleha ol. Full of the verse right here, KJV wise, this, the ordinance of the law of HaTorah, that Yahweh has commanded, saying, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons of Israel, that they bring thee a red heifer, the Parah Aduma, right, the red hasor, the red heifer, without spot, wherein no blemish, upon that never came yoke. Zot, this, Zot, Chukat, HaTorah, Asher, Tziwah, Yahuwah. This is an ordinance, chukat, of HaTorah, that Yahweh, Yahuwah, Siwa, that Jehovah has commanded. Zot chukat HaTorah, Asher Siwa, Yahuwah. What is meant, lamaze, by Zot? Now here we have Zot. Now Zot here is this, Zot, this is meant to stress the fact that the series of ordinances concerning the Para Aduma, it differs from that concerning the sacrificial heifer that the Zikne, right, of a city are ordained to take into a rough valley and there break its neck, there break her neck. Now, also what is brought out right here is the Zot. Zot here in the Hebrew is this, in the sense of this sheep. So we see Zot here in the Hebrew, we have this sheep. Now, the part concerning when the elders of a city are commanded to take a sacrificial heifer, right? This is concerning the clearing and justifying of the city concerning an unknown dead, like a dead body is found that's nearest to a city, and no one know what happens, so to clear the guilt from that city. We have that sacrificial heifer mentioned in Devarim, in Deuteronomy, right? In Deuteronomy chapter 21, verses 1 to 6, right? Chapter 21, verses 1 to 6, right? So here, in comparing this, we have Zot, this she, Hukat. The ordinance here also is she, right? So Zot, she, feminine, Hukat, she, HaTorah, Hukat HaTorah, an ordinance, right, or statute of the Torah, of the direction instruction. HaTorah also is feminine. So we have Zot, three feminine words right here bringing out this particular, right, ordinance that Shlomo, that Solomon, sought Yahweh, I highly him to explain to him, right? When it says that Solomon was the wisest man, but he never knew the secret of a woman, there's a reggae tune, a roots tune like that. But we now submit to you that Shlomo, the wisest man, right? But he sought to know the mistir, the secret, the mistatir of the Para Aduma. He sought to know what's the mystery of this paradox, right? Of, we could say, the red, well, it's an ox in that sense, for the paradox of the female ox, right here, the heifer, known as the Para Aduma. So we have Zot Hukat HaTorah Asher, that which Siwa, he command, Yahuwah, he who be who he be. So this she, the Hukat, the ordinance, the statute, she, HaTorah of she being his direction instructions, Asher, that which Siwa, he commanded, Yahuwah, he who be who he be. So this is the statute, right? This is the ordinance of HaTorah. So another comment on Kohelet sought to understand, Limso, right? He sought to Limso, to understand. Shlomo sought to have Ha'Elohim, explain to him the reward for study of HaTorah, the study of HaTorah. Of that, we are told even in the Mashal, Mishlei Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 15, she is more precious than rubies and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared to her. So now this is the response to Kohelet, the preacher, seeking for Ha'elohim, the Elohim, to explain to him the reward of the Midrash, right, and the Talmud of Torah, of the Talmud Torah, of the study of Torah. Of that we are told, even in the Proverbs 3 and 15, Yikahi mipaninim avukol achifatz eka lo yishu paha. Here. Mishle Shlomo, she is more precious than rubies. Yikara, precious he, she. Mipaninim, from rubies. And all the things. Thou canst desire are not to be compared to her. We call chafatzeka, all that you will chafet, remember desire, the ordinances of desire, the dibrei chafet, right? Here we have, we call chafatzeka, and call all chafatzeka, that the eye male may desire, lo. Yishuvu, modern Hebrew, Yishuva, in modern Hebrew, in the ancient pointing, Lo, Yishuvu, Baha, modern Hebrew, Lo, Yishuva, not to be compared, Lo, Yishuvu, Baha, not to be compared to her. HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, prospered, blessed, increased be He, quoted to Shlomo, Solomon, the conclusion of the verse, even the verse in Kohelet, in the preacher, Ecclesiastes 12 and 10, that which was written was upright, even Divrei Eimet, even Dibrei Emet. That which was written was upright, right? With Katu, right? Yosher, even the Dibrei Emet, and said, "For thy benefit I wrote long ago in the book of the upright, the Sefer, right? The Sefer Yashar, book of Jasher, Sefer Yashar." And here the quote is from Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 64 and 3, where it says, "Since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, neither have the eye seen, O God, O El Elohim, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. O me olam lo shamu, lo he ezinu ayin, lo ata Elohim azulatecha, ya'aseh limachakeh lau." Here, Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 64, here, verse 4, right here. Since the ancient time, since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O Elohim, besides the eye, what? He hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. So here in the KJV, this would be Isaiah chapter 64, verse 4, and here the Hebrew, ooh, and may from olam, and from the world, and for forever, and from time indefinite, to say even from the ancient, ooh, may olam, lo shamu, lo not shamu, they have not heard, lo hezinu ayin, neither have they seen, right, neither have they heard. It's interesting here, it says, lo shamu, not them hearing, lo he'ezin, and not seeing in the sense of seeing a vision of it, ayin, the eye, seeing a vision of it, lo ra'ata, and not seeing, Elohim, zulateka, beside the eye, only the eye, ya'iseh, that which he would do, Lim chake, for waiting to him. Lim chake, lawu. Again, uame olam lo asham u lo ahezinu ayin lo rata Elohim zolateka yaese lim chake lawu. And here from the Brit Hayashana, from what's called the Old Covenant, the Brit Hayashana and Yeshayah 64 and 4 here, to first we have 1 Corinthians, right? We have 1 Corinthians right here, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, where it reads, "But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things that Elohim hath prepared for them that love him." So we here compare 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, with Yeshayahu, chapter 64, verse 4. So here we can see Rab Shaul, Rabbi Saul, a.k.a. the pastors of the Gentiles, Hawari of Aulos, here bringing forward this root truth right here. But as it is written. What is written? Here, as it is written. To bring this as a key in, Kakatub. But it is written, ki'i, kakatu, but it's written, asher, that, ayin, lorata, has not seen. We're ozen, and the ear, lo shama'ah, and the ear has not heard. With law Allah, and not ascending all upon lave, upon the heart Adam, upon the heart of Adam. With law Allah, all lave Adam, and not ascending upon the heart, not ascending into the heart, even to the mind, not ascending upon the heart of Adam. 8, Asher, that which Hekin, to prepare Ha Elohim, the Elohim, the true good, the true God, Le'ohevayo. So here we have 1 Corinthians, right? 1 Corinthians right here. 1 Corinthians, let's bring this out right here, brothers and sisters, just comparing and contrasting. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Once again, that reads Kiim in the Hebrew, Kiim, Kakatub, Asher, Ayin, Lo, Rata, We, Ozin, Lo, Shama'a, We, Lo, Allah, Allah, Lev, Adam, Eta, Asher, Hekin, Ha, Elohim, Le, Ohebayo. So once again, but as it is written, I, Ayin, have not seen, Ozin, ear have not heard, neither hath it entered, ascended, Allah, right, Alev, Adam, into the heart of Adam, the things which Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, Hakim, has prepared for them that Ohebayo, that love him. So the mystery of the Para, Aduma, the red heifer, has to do with the Hebrew red Het Chor, the red Hathor, Het Chor. Parda Aduma, more to come. Stay tuned. Chabarim, Chabarim. So here in Psalm 9, in the Midrash, second section, let's take note that all that have the care of the heifer, of the para, make their garments unclean. But the para, the heifer herself, makes clean the unclean. Makes clean the unclean. Makes the clean, potentially unclean, but makes clean the unclean. Let's study HaTorah Chabarim to see what that means. Yes, I. Live uprightly, live simply, liberty, faithfully. Praise be His Divine Majesty. Yes, I. Gziyabi Mesken, Kamal Hazlasi, Mesken, Mesken, Hashem Yeshua, Hamushiyah, 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 Hamushiyah.
Solomon, 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 the wisest man, wanted to overstand the Para Aduma, yes, I, the red heifer.
Solomon Nimal, Arsu, Befit,
these are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
He a little Rhema tune, little Rhema tune, while that audible played right there. I found this. Scotty Solomon was the wisest man. Hear that.
Solomon was the wisest man, but he knew the secret of a woman. Solomon was the wisest man, but he knew the secret of a woman.
I was like this, I was like that. I guess I did wiggle and
now respect my sin. And you know some of them have been flinging one dirty Tegarek DJ for a long time. And I, watch ya, but now.
Solomon was the wisest man. Didn't know the secret of a woman.
For real.
Solomon was the wisest man, but didn't know the secret.
Yeah, you me sexy girl. Me Allah Solomon was the wisest man. That's why I was like this and I was like that. But guess I did wiggle and I parap now. A two little blackbirds sat on the wall, but one named Peter and one named Paul. Fly away, Peter, and fly away, Paul. Now come back, Peter, and come back, Paul. But dilly, 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 me all a room for rent supply within. When I run out, you run in. And no rule lies within. The little miss Muffet, she sat on a sofa just a eating her curds away. Chuck. Then down came a spider and sat down beside her and tried Miss Muffet out. That's why me ball, jump around and wind up your body and kick out your foot if you know so you're ready. A poop a shot in a day dance and him said it. Life off him a pity and him said it. Girl, leave so alone. Because we're a curse that is a big man. That's why a Solomon was the wisest man. Never know the secret of a woman. Solomon was good.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm gonna find the original of that right there. That helps Aswad. Aswad right there. They're performing their version right there. Solomon was the wisest man. But here for this.
Thank you.
et Yahuwah Hamborak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever, now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bahar Banu Mikol HaAmim Winatan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten HaTorah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and for Iva. Bless art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha Torah, Torato, his Torah. Bless be the I, Adonai, who gives HaTorah.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Rastafari.
Jump!
Rastafari.
Jump!
Rastafari.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hamborak. Baruch Yahweh Hamborak Leolam Vayet. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim, venutan lanu et torato. Baruch ata Yahweh, noten haTorah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inslasya.
The home place is due for
You name Jagat and is a rebel among men. He did not like the name. Yes, a new name, Jagat, and it's terrible among men. He them no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He them no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Jai Zainai Light.
for the light that shines through the night. Humble lion, and as a forward I reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you not read up your Bible.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Shalom, Chaverim, shalom. The first Torah Aliyah for this Shabbat. Picking up here with the fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Numbers, the Sefer Bamidbar, here at chapter 19, the Yod 8 chapter for this Rastafari Sabbath Torah Mana feeding, reading, word right here. Here at the Lamed 8, 39th Rastafari Sabbatical Torah portion, reading and feeding for this Shabbat Strong. Chapter 19, the Years of Wandering. The fifth item here for this Shabbat Chukat. Shabbat Chukat. For this Sabbath of the Ordinance, KJV, Sabbath of the Statute. Statute, keyword Chukat. Senvet Yehigut Izaz Yehinno. Here, here, here. For this Rishon Aliyah. For the first Aliyah. 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 Here, the years of wandering continue. The fifth item, the ordinance, the statute, the chukat of the para, the fara aduma, of the red heifer. B'shem ha'av v'habein v'ruach ha'kadosh Yahweh echad. Why daberi Yahweh el Moshe with il aharon lemor, zot chukat ha'torah, asher siwa Yahweh lemor, daver el b'nei Yisrael, we yikachu leka fara aduma, tmima asher ein baha, muma asher lo ala, aleha ol. And the Yahweh, he who be, who he be, ha'kadosh, baruch hu, baruch Hashem, spake to Moshe and to Aharon, saying, this is the ordinance of the law. Zot chukat ha-Torah. This is the statute of ha-Torah. This is the chukat of ha-Torah, which the Yahweh hath commanded, saying, Daber, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, that they bring thee, a red heifer.
Red heifer. Red heifer. Red heifer. Red heifer.
We yikahu eleka para fara aduma. A red heifer without spot. Without spot. Tanima. Wherein is no blemish. Asha eina baha mumma. And upon which never came yoke. Asher lo Allah aleha ol. And ye all shall give her to Eleazar HaKohen, to Eliezer the priest, that he may bring her forth without the camp. And one shall slay her before his face. And Eleazar HaKohen, the priest, shall take of her blood with his finger and sprinkle of her blood directly before the tabernacle of the congregation, the Ohel Moed, seven times. And one shall burn the fara, para, the heifer in his sight. Her skin and her flesh and her blood and her dung shall he burn. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall take cedar wood and hyssop and scarlet and cast it into the midst of the burning of the heifer, of the fara, para. And then HaKohen shall wash his clothes, and he shall bathe his flesh in water, and afterward he shall come into the camp. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall be unclean until the even, until the evening. And he that burneth her shall wash his clothes in water and bathe his flesh in water and shall be unclean until the even, the evening. And a man that is clean shall gather up the ashes of the heifer and lay them up without the camp in a clean place. And it shall be kept for the congregation of the B'nai Yisrael of the children, the sons of Israel, for a water of separation. It is a purification for hachet, for hatiat, for sin, for lack, for uckery. And he that gathereth the ashes of the phara, the para, the heifer, shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the eve in the evening. And it shall be to the Bnei Israel, the children, the sons of Israel, and to the stranger that sojourneth among them, for a statute, chukat, a statute forever. He that toucheth the dead body of any man shall be unclean 7 days. He shall purify himself with it on the third day, and on the seventh day he shall be clean. But if he purify not himself on the third day, then the seventh day he shall not be clean. Whosoever toucheth the dead body of any man that is dead, and purifieth not himself, defileth the tabernacle of the Yahweh. And that soul, that nephesh, shall be cut off from Yisrael, because the water of separation was not sprinkled upon him. He shall be unclean. His uncleanness is yet upon him. This is HaTorah. This is the direction, instruction, the law. When a man lieth in a tent, all that come into the tent and all that is in the tent shall be unclean 7 days. And every open vessel which hath no covering bound upon it is unclean. And whosoever toucheth one that is slain with a sword in the open fields, or a dead body, or a bone of a man, or a grave, shall be unclean 7 days. For an unclean person shall take of the ashes of the burnt heifer of purification for sin, for hatiat, hachet, uckery, and running water shall be put thereto in a vessel. And hear, give ear for the Sheni. Hear for the Sheni, Aliyah. For this Shabbat Chukat, it's 39th weekly Torah portion reading and feeding. And here, fourth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Numbers, Numbers chapter 19. Here at the 18th verse is the Sheni Aliyah for this Shabbat Chukat, for this Senbet Yahigut Izaz Yihno. Here picking up the 18th verse, Numbers chapter 19, verse 18. We lakach ezov we tavala ba mayim isha tahora we hiza Allah ha ohel we al kol ha kelim we Allah ha nefasho tasher hayusham we Allah ha nogea ba etem o ba halal o ba meit o ba kaver. Hear for the Sheni, the second Aliyah, for this Shabbat Chukat, here at verse 18, Numbers chapter 19, verse 18. And a clean person shall take hyssop, and dip it in the water, and sprinkle it upon the tent, and upon all the vessels, and upon the persons that were there, and upon him that toucheth a bone, or one slain, or one dead, or a grave. And the clean person shall sprinkle upon the unclean on the third day, and on the seventh day, he shall purify himself and wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and shall be clean at even at evening. But the man that shall be unclean and not purify himself, that soul, that nephesh, that psyche, shall be cut off from among the congregation, because he hath defiled the sanctuary of the Yahweh. The water of separation hath not been sprinkled upon him. He is unclean. And it shall be a perpetual statute to them, that he that sprinkleth the water of separation shall wash his clothes, and he that toucheth the water of separation shall be unclean until even, till evening. And whatsoever the unclean person toucheth shall be unclean, and the soul, the nephesh, the psyche that toucheth it shall be unclean until even, until evening. Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book, called and known as Numbers, Numbers chapter 20. The years of wandering continued. The sixth item, the death of Miriam. Then came the Bnei Yisrael, even the whole congregation, into the desert of Zin, in the first month, the first moon. And the people Ha'am abode in Kadesh. And Miriam died there and was buried there. the years of wandering, the seventh item, thirst in the old place of thirst. Compare and contrast Exodus chapter 17, verses 1 and 2. Here, fourth book of Moses, Hebrew book, Numbers chapter 20, here, verse 2. And there was no water for the congregation, aggregation. And they gathered themselves together to gather against Moshe and against Aharon, against Aaron. And her arm chode with Moshe and spake, saying, would to Elohim that we had died when our brethren died. Listen to Yahuwah before Jehovah. And why have you all brought up the congregation of the Yahweh into this Midbar, into this wilderness, that we, that I and I and our cattle should die there? And wherefore have y'all made us to come up Mitzrayim out of Kemet, out of Egypt, to bring us into this evil place? It is no place of seed, or of figs, or of vines, or of pomegranates. Neither is there any water to drink, And Moshe and Aharon went from the presence of the assembly to the door, to the petach of the Ohel Moed, of the tent of meeting, the tent of appointment, the tent tabernacle of the congregation, the aggregation, and they fell upon their faces, and the kabodi Yahuwah, and the glory, the kavod of Jehovah appeared to them, Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Here we are at the Shalishi, Aliyah, for this Shabbat Chukat, Senbes, here for the third Aliyah, for this Shabbat Chukat, Sabbath ordinance, here picking up with the fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Numbers chapter 20, here at verse 7, for the Shalishi Aliyah offering up offering an afora for this Shabbat Chukat, water from the rock and Moshe's Chatiat. Water from the rock and Moses' sin, Moses' lack, Moses' uckery. Here, picking up with Numbers chapter 20, verse 7. Vaydaberi Yahweh el Moshe leimor kach et ha-mateh v'hakehela et ha-edah ata v'aharon achika v'dibartem el ha-sela le'ayanehem v'natana meyamayu v'hotseta lahem mayim min ha-sela וְהִשְׁקִיתָ אֶת הָעֵדָה וְאֶת הַבִּירָם. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, saying, take the rod, kach et hamateh, take the rod and gather thou the assembly together, וְהַקְהֵל אֶת הָעֵדָה, thou and Aaron, Aharon, thy brother. Ata, we Aharon, Achika. And speak y'all to the rock. We dibartem illa hasel. Before their eyes. Le aynehem. And it shall give forth his water, and it shall give forth his water. When Natana and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of Hasel, water out of the rock. So thou shalt give the congregation, the aggregation, and their beast drink, 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 drink. With he shakita etaha eda we ela bitiram. And Moshe took the rod from Lifnei Yahuwah, from before Jehovah, as he commanded him. And Moshe and Aharon gathered the congregation, aggregation together before the rock. And he said to them, "Hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock?" And Moshe lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice. And the water came out abundantly, and the congregation, the aggregation drank, and their beasts also. And the Yahweh HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, He who be, we be, blessed be the Holy One, blessed be the name, spake to Moshe and Aharon, "Because ye, y'all, believed me not, admitted not the truth of night, to sanctify me, sanctify I in the eyes of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel. Therefore ye, y'all, shall not bring this congregation, this aggregation, into the land which I have given them. This is the water of Meribah, because the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, strove with the Yahweh, and he was sanctified in them, 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 in them. And here, 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 Shema, Yisrael, give ear, give ear, right here, give ear, right here, give ear, right here, give ear, right here. For the Rabbi, Rabbi, the Rabbi Aliyah, for this Shabbat Chukat, send that Yehigut Zaz, Yehno, for this Shabbat, the fourth Rabbi Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. Here picking up with the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Numbers, Numbers chapter 20. Chapter 20 here at verse 14, the years of wandering, the eighth item, the never forgiven sin, ha-chet, chat-yat, the sin, the akri, the sin of Adam, of Edom. Here, here, here for the Rabbi Aliyah, offering up an afora for this Shabbat Chukat. Vayishlach Moshe Malakim mi kadesha ila melek Edom. Kohamara, Achika Israel, Hata, Ya Daita Eta Kol, Hata Laa, Asher Misa Atanu. Here, here, for the Revi'i Aliyah. And Moshe sent messages from Kadesh to the king of Edom, the king of Edom. Wa ishlach Moshe Malakim mi kadesh ila melek Edom. Thus saith thy brother Israel, Kohamar Achika Israel, thou that I knowest all the travel that hath befallen, that hath befallen us, I and I. Hata, yada'ita, etakola, hatala, asher, nisa'atanu. How our fathers, our patriarchs, went down into Mitzrayim, into Egypt, into Kemet, and we have dwelt in Egypt, in Mitzrayim, in Kemet, a long time. And the Egyptians vex us, vex I and I, and our fathers. And when we cried, when we called out, when we shouted to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, he heard our voice and sent an angel, Melaak, and has brought us, I and I, forth, Mimitzrayim, out of Egypt, out of Kemet. And behold, we, I and I, are in Kadesh, a city in the uttermost of thy border. Let us make I and I pass, I pray the I, through thy country. We will not pass through the fields or through the vineyards, the vineyards. Neither will we, I and I, drink of the water of the wells. We, I and I, will go by the king's highway. We will not turn to the right hand nor to the left until we have passed thy borders. And Edom said to him, thou shalt not pass by me, lest I come out against thee, I, against thee with the sword, 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 sword. And the Bnei Israel said to him, we, I and I, will go by the highway. And if I and my cattle drink of thy water, then I will pay for it. I will only, without doing anything else, go through on my feet. And he said, thou, the I, thou shalt not go through. And Edom came against him with much people, with enough people, and with a strong hand. Thus, like this, Edom refused to give Israel passage through his border. Wherefore, Israel turned away from him. 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 Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What the...
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohena, Adonai
And hear, 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 Shema, Israel, 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 Israel. Give ear right here for the Hamishi, Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. Offering up an Afora for this Shabbat Hukat here at verse 23, Numbers chapter 20, verse 23, for the Hamishi, the fifth Aliyah for this Shabbat Hukat. And here we're at the death of Aharon, the death of Aaron. For the Hamishi, Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 20, verse 23, for the Hamishi, Aliyah. Vayisu'u mikadesh vayabo'u b'nei Yisrael l'kol ha'eda. Hora, ha, 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 the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, journeyed from Kadesh and came to Mount Hor. Why Yisrael, Mikadesh, why Yavol, Bnei Israel, Kol Ha'eda, Hor Ha'har. Verse 22, Numbers chapter 4, Numbers chapter 20, verse 22. Actually, for the Hamishi Aliyah. And here at verse 23, the death of Aaron. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe and Aharon in Mount Hor. And the Yahweh spake to Moses and Aaron in Mount Hor by the coast of the land of Edom, saying, Aharon shall be gathered to Amo, to his people. For he shall not enter into the land which I have given to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Yisrael, because ye all rebelled against my word at the water of Meribah. Take Aharon and Eleazar, his son, Benu, and bring them up to Mount Hor, and strip Aharon of his garments, and put them upon Eleazar, Benu, his son. And Aharon, Aaron, shall be gathered to his people, and shall die there. And Moshe did as Yahweh commanded. And they went up, Aliyah, up into Mount Hor, in the sight of all the congregation, the aggregation. And Moshe stripped Aharon of his garments, and put them upon Eleazar, Abeno, Eleazar, his son. And Aharon died there, in the top of Hahar, the top of the mount. And Moshe and Eleazar came down from Hahar, from the mount. And when all the congregation, the aggregation, saw that Aharon, that Aaron was dead, they mourned for Aharon, for Aaron, 30 days even. All the Beit Yisrael, all the Beit Yisrael, all, even, all the house of Yisrael. Fourth book of Moshe, Moses, Hebrew book, that's called Numbers, chapter 21, the march of Israel. First item, victory. And when King Arad, the Canaanites, which dwelt in the south, heard tell that Israel came by the way of the spies, then he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoners. And Israel vowed a vow, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah, and said, If thou, I, wilt indeed deliver this people into my hand, then I will utterly destroy their cities. And Yahweh Jehovah hearkened to the voice of Israel and delivered up the Canaanites, and they utterly destroyed them and their cities. And he called the name of the place Hormah. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Yam Suf, by the way of the Etera Bahir, the Eritrean Sea, by the way of the Red Sea, to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of Ha'am, of the people, was discouraged because of the way. The march of Israel, the march of Israel, second item, the serpent of brass. Compare and contrast Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. John chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. Here, Numbers chapter 21, here at verse 5, the march of Israel, second item, the serpent of brass. And Ha'am, the people, spake against Elohim, the true good, the true God, and against Moshe, against Musa, against Moses. Wherefore have you all brought us, I and I, up to Aliyah, Mimitraim, out of Kemet, out of Egypt, 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 to die by Midbar in the wilderness, the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water. Our soul, our psyche loathes this light bread. And the Yahweh sent seraphim, fiery serpents, among Ha'am, the people. And they bit Ha'am, the people. And much enough people of Israel died. Therefore Ha'am, the people, came to Moshe, to Moses, and said, We have sinned. We have ucked up. For we, I and I, have spoken against Yod Hey Weh Hey, the Yahweh, against Jehovah, and against thee. Pray, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah, that he take away the seraphim, take away the serpents, Nahashim, from I and I. And Moshe prayed for Ha'am. And the Yahweh said to Moshe, Moses, make thee I a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. Oto Wahai Wayas Moshe Ne Hash Ne Hoshet Wa Ishamehu Al Hanes with Hayaima Nashak Ha Nahash Et Isha with Hiabita Ella Nahashahan Hosheta Wahai. And Moshe made a serpent of brass. Vayasa Moshe Nechash Nechoshet. And Moshe made a Nechash Nechoshet, a serpent of brass, and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass,
Moshe ne hash ne choshet wa ishamehu al hanes with hayayima nashak ha nahash et isha with hi abita ella nahasha han chosheta wa hay. And Moses, Moshe, made a serpent of brass. Vayasa Moshe nechash nechoshet. And Moshe made a nechash nechoshet, a serpent of brass, and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man when he beheld the serpent of brass, Here. Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book, called Numbers, Numbers chapter 21. Here, at Numbers chapter 21, verse 10. For the Sheshi, Aliyah, the sixth, offering up the sixth, Anafor, for this Shabbat, Chukat, Senbet, Yehigu Tizaz Yihno. For this Shabbat, Chukat. Shabbat, Sabbath statutes, Sabbath ordinances. Here, Numbers chapter 21, here at verse 10, for the Sheshi, Aliyah, the sixth Aliyah. Six Aliyah. Why is B'nei Israel? Why Yachnu And the children of Israel, the B'nei Israel, set forward. Vayis'u B'nei Israel. And pitched. Vayachnu in Obot. B'Obot. And they journeyed from Obot, and pitched at Yeabari, in the wilderness which is before Moab, toward the sun rising. From there, they removed and pitched in the valley of Zared. On the other side of Arnon, which is Bamidbar, in the wilderness that cometh out of the coast of the Amorites. For Arnon is the border of Moab, between Moab and the Amorites. Wherefore, it is said in the book of the wars of the Yahweh, what he did in the Yam Suf, what he did in the Etara Bahir, what he did in the Eritrean Sea, what he did in the Red Sea, and in the brooks of Arnon, and at the streams of the brooks that goeth down to the dwelling of Ar, and lieth upon the borders of Moab. And from there, they went to Be'er, that is the well whereof Yahweh spake to Moshe, gather Ha'am, the people, together, and I will give them water. Then Israel sang this song, spring up, O well, sing y'all to it. The princes digged the well, the nobles of Ha'am, of the people, digged it by the direction of the lawgiver with their staves. And from the wilderness, the Midbar, they went to Matatana. And from Matatana to Nahaliel. And from Nahaliel to Bamot. And from Bamot
in the valley that is in the country of Moab to the top of Pisgah, Pisgah, which looketh toward Jeshimon. Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, 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 Shabbat strong.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh gosh, in the promised land. Lots of work to be done, oh gosh, in the promised land, in the promised land.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Here for the Shabi'i, the Shabi'i, Aliyah, the seventh Aliyah, 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 offering up anafora for this Shabbat Chukat. Here. Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book that's called Numbers 21. Numbers chapter 21, verse 21, for the Shabi'i, Aliyah, the seventh Aliyah, and Afora offering up for this Senbet, Yehigut Tezaz, Yehino, for this Shabbat Chukat. Here picking up at verse 21, Numbers chapter 21. Vayishlach Yisrael, Malakim illa Sihon, Meleka ha Emori Leimor. The march of Yisrael, the third item, two victories. And Yisrael sent messengers, Vayishlach Yisrael Melakim, to Sihon, king of the Amorites, El Sihon Meleka Haemori, saying, Leimor, let me pass. Make I pass through thy land. We, I and I, will not turn into the fields or into the vineyards, the vineyards. We, I and I, will not drink of the waters of the well. But we, I and I, will go along by the king's highway until we, I and I, be past thy borders. And Sihon would not suffer Yisrael to pass through his border. But Sihon gathered all his people, Amor, together and went out against Yisrael into the Midbar, into the wilderness. And he came to Jahaz, and fought against Yisrael. And Israel smote him with the edge of the sword and possessed his land from Arnon to Yabok, to Jabok, even to the children of Ammon. For the border of the children of Ammon was strong. And Israel took all these cities. And Israel dwelt in all the cities of the Amorites, in Heshbon, and in all the villages thereof. For Heshbon was the city of Sihon, the king of Amori, of the Amorites, who had fought against the former king of Moab, and taken all his land out of his hand, even to Arnon. Wherefore, they that speak in Proverbs say, come to Heshbon, let the city of Sihon be built and prepared, for there is a fire gone out of Heshbon, a flame from the city of Sihon. It hath consumed Ar of Moab, and the lords of the high places of Arnon. Woe to thee, Moab! Thou art undone, O people of Chemosh. He hath given his sons that escape and his daughters into captivity to Sihon, Melech Ha'emori, king of the Amorites. We have shot at them. Heshbon is perished, even to Dibon. And we, I and I, have laid them waste, even to Nophah, which reacheth to Medeba. Thus, like this, Israel dwelt in the land of Haemori of the Amorites. And Moshe sent to spy out Jaazer, and they took the villages thereof and drove out Haemori, the Amorites that were there. And they turned and went up by the way of Bashan. And Og, the king of Bashan, went out against them, he and all Amor, his people, to the battle at Edrei.
And Yahuwah, Jehovah said to Moshe, fear him not, for I have delivered him into thy hand, and all Amor, his people, and his land, and thou, the eye, shall do to him as thou didst to Sihon Melech Haemori, Sihon, king of the Amorites, which dwelt at Heshbon. So they smote him, and his sons, and all Amor, his people, until there was none left him alive, and they possessed his land. Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book, that's called Numbers, chapter 22, the march of Yisrael. Fourth item, Balaam. Compare and contrast 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 15, Jude, verse 11, Revelation, chapter 2, verse 14. And the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, set forward and pitched in the plains of Moab, on this side Yarden, Jordan, by Jericho. And thus completes the reading from HaTorah for this Shabbat Chukat, Senbet Yehigut Tizaz Yehino, Kubur Lekalu, Kubur Redimtsu, Kubur Lehailu. Glory to the Word, glory to the Sound, glory to the Power, Kubur Lebinu, Lemelkeinu, glory be to Ainai Father, Ainai King, Kubur Lekadamawi, Haile Selassie, glory be to the First Power of the Trinity, Beshem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Getachina, Mithanatach, in the name of Jesus Christos. Amen. After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following barakah, the following blessing is said, Baruch Ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, universal King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in I and I midst. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Noten HaTorah. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest I and I the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Shalom. Wa'imru. Amen.
Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat emet, vayeolam natei vatokanu. Baruch atah Yahweh, Noten HaTorah Sheilah.
Yes. Shabbat Shalom and Melkam Ehud, a blessed first day. Yes, I. Shavuot Tov, a good strong seven, first day service coming forward. Stay tuned
for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadasha. Aliyot.
Yes, stay tuned. We still have the Judges, Yiftah, and the Vow, as well as the Brit HaChadasha here. And to unpack this Torah reading and feeding with some of its key themes, some very interesting themes, Chavarim, see how many of them we can unpack on the first day service coming up at the top of the Iowa. Got a couple of minutes right here. God bless the eye and keep the eye, cause his face, his grace, his shine on the eye, give the eye Yeshua victory. Shalom.
Watch out for your point, you don't know it's Love Star Music, all right.
Blood, red, blood.
We
to cry, that's how we is, that's who we are and how we feel. It's not a movie, it's for real this. Yeah, but the blessing that my follow we. Yeah, our God we serve without apology, yeah. So we reap, so we sow, so we learn, so we grow. No weapon they throw shall damage we.
So here looking forward to the first day Sunday service coming up at the top of the Iowa. Let's see to unpack more on the Hebrew Red Passover aspect of this Parah Aduma coming up. Look forward. Got a couple of minutes right here on the ear for the After the Shabbat podcast. First day service, the eve of the first day coming forward. So here's the psalm for that, Psalm 24.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. 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 Selah.
Kadamawi. Kadamawi. Inslatia.
The whole place is due
Get ready. Yes, I call in. To hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. Also on the Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube as well, coming up momentarily. So tune in. Give ear. Hear for this Shabbat Chukat and the mystery of the Hebrew Red Passover coming forward. Shalom, Habarim, shalom. Shavua Tov, a strong seven, a good seven to come. Yes, sir. Rastafari.